This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner, oh. Tuesday night. Here we are. Thought we would do it one last time.
You never know when the last time might be.
I figured within the first 20 or 30 that each show was the last show. So here we are for the last show for now. until we get our brains blown out here in the next couple days.
Because it is like FCK around here, where the only thing missing is you.
Ah! Woo!
Alrighty then.
We're dropping puns and riddles and shit. We're coming live, FEMA Sector 8, MTRadio.net.
Magnificent Tuesday night, evening. I am F-Bomb with my compatriots.
I'm E-Rock.
N-Word.
And the Professor.
Oh, yes. Well done, gentlemen. Seemed to be absence of Jay Grande sometimes joins us tonight.
Jay Grande.
What's up, Jay? Shout out to you. Where you at? So we're just a little discussion group of observers bringing to light relevant topics and poignant commentary.
Yeah, because regardless of the things we say, we are truly commoners. We truly do speak from...
I prefer peasant.
That's true, but that is common. That is what is common, is to be a fucking peasant. So, I mean, as I digress, I mean, we are not the elite. That's what is for certain. I mean, we have...
I can't even...
All right, well, we're not even middle class over here, really.
I mean,
ghetto ass, low down, scurf trap house motherfuckers. Huh?
I think it's important, though, that it's noted that we have an expert
niggas.
Production level, and we have an expert source of news and information, and we have an expert opportunity to come into not only understanding of these topics that we bring up every day, but we have a value of time that isn't constrained by taking over the world or trying to ruin other people's lives or run businesses where we don't pay our employees enough. So, I mean, we are spending our time coming into the understanding of these topics that are going on every day around us, because a lot of our fellow commoners don't even bear the intelligence that some of us are bringing to the table.
Well, it's not even intelligence. It's just more awake and more visual, seeing more what's going on.
And I think a lot of them just don't care.
That's what it comes down to, is not smart or dumb. It's just a matter of blocking out a part of your brain where it's just, I don't even want to pay attention to what my government's doing. I don't care. I just want my fast food and sit in my apartment, and that's that.
And that's the point. And that's where I want to come back to the relevance of not only this show, but why I come and hang out with you guys every Tuesday night. And I think it's important that these topics are brought down in a broken down and straightforward manner. It's important. We've made these observations not as uneducated people, but as people witness to a fucking calamity
stuff
that's
that
going
everyone
on around
can
us.
See. Who the commoners can see
I,
this.
I
Even
agree.
On the news with all this internet. Between kitty pictures and foodie pictures on the Facebook, I mean, people see that 3 people a day are killed by the police in the U.S. And the government spies on us through our phones and TVs and cable boxes and records every call and text and email. Everyone can see these things.
The government's trying to break that up. Did you see that? They're trying to break up that NSA.
Yeah,
I know.
I saw a blip on
Fox News.
That's not what we need, is for those contracts to go to more private contractors, though. I mean, it's at least a government agency at this point. Guys like Edward Snowden are coming forward with stuff that's not, I did not work for a government agency. He's not saying that he personally reported to some African, you know, war chief who's dressed in tiger skins or something. You know what I mean? He worked for an American U.S. government agency surrounded by other Americans that had genuine interest in making the American government better and protecting the American people. I mean, it's entirely possible that every single human being that works at NSA just got there because they're smart and not because they're nefarious as fuck. They could have just been the smartest kid in their high school, and they just got put through the loops. I mean, we've all seen the movie Good Will Hunting.
Anyone where with half an IQ can see all this stuff we're talking about here, though, so why wouldn't they they're working for these nefarious agencies?
If you were blind to common evil the way I am, you would think that agencies like this weren't solely nefarious and that they were capable of terrible evil and have thus far not exercised it. I mean, the NSA has been
Now
the NSA has been capable of terrible, terrible shit for 50 years at least.
They could shut down everything under the super surveillance grid
and then just don't.
Well, the NSA has had a loaded gun at the American people's head for a long time, because at any moment they could say any type talk is dissidence and you're done, because you won't be able to say anything. They have that much surveillance
and
capability.
And that's where it's headed, though. Is that where it's headed?
Yeah.
So that
George Orwell told us that's where it's
headed. Demonize free speech, you know.
But we've done our job in padding the criminal justice system with so many low-level drug offenders that there's no room for big business offenders. There's no special jails.
Build more prisons.
Well, they're working on that. But again, there's nowhere to put these data dissidents, the people who every person who's ever downloaded a copy of Metallica record or a movie, there's no way to put those people in jail. There's no jail for that.
We could build some pretty fast concentration
there's
camps.
There's still not a level of justice that we have developed to discipline those types of offenses. And
those people need to be put to fucking... need to be killed. And anybody fucking takes any one movie, even a song off YouTube, fucking purged.
Dude, I think you don't understand the real implications of that. There's a billion people in India, and in that, I mean, U.S. national sales are one thing, but selling that movie to everybody in your village in India and being kingpin shit in your fucking village just for being the only guy with an internet connection is the guys they're trying to crack down on. And so, I mean, again, the NSA is there to protect you.
They are.
They're there to crack down on this asshole in a village who's stockpiling DVDs and burning them off for his friends of the fucking hangover. And
that is not what the NSA is for.
That is not even what
absolutely
they're thinking
not even.
But I mean, don't you think that they are not only guarding general corporate interests, which would be, you know, the Writers Association of America or the Screenwriters Association or the Actors Guild?
So
you would also most
Fag,
common people.
Interpol is what all that is.
Yeah, basically. But we don't subscribe to that shit. We don't have any blue helmets around here. No, we have our own agency
that we can see
that runs alongside Interpol that we call the NSA, and they would kick the shit out of Interpol.
Would they now?
You know what I mean? If we were just going to like mine each other's data or something, and we would kill.
I think it's really the most terrifying thing to me is they're building this data on everybody. They're going to retroactively go back and try and implement laws that they make now and get you in trouble for 5 years ago. Like, say, you were speeding on this day 5 years ago. And now we got to change the law so that we can go back 5 years and check all the data, and you got like 10 tickets between then and now.
You fucking did that, though, and just because I've got it on an electronic sensor, you did not break the law. I mean, you broke the fucking law, and it's on a fucking sensor.
That sucks.
And no, I drive the fucking speed limit, so
we get to be watched at everything we do now. That's awesome. That's sweet.
You're on public roads. You're a public fucking disturbance public the common goodness.
Well,
if you are breaking speed laws.
No,
you know what people need to do is just assume at all times.
Oh, now we got an argument.
People need just to assume at all times that they're being recorded and watched and everything.
In the shower,
everything,
when you're jacking
everything.
Off.
Yes.
When you're fucking your wife, when you're bathing your kids.
Especially, well, that's when the NSA analysts, the intelligence analysts, are jacking off and bringing all their buddies in. Hey, look at this. That's
I get that that's
fuck
the thing.
The NSA. Fuck
nobody
anybody.
Agrees with that. Come on. Yeah, but everybody is not. Everybody's not out to get you, man. It's not like that's so fucking paranoid.
It is when they're going back 5 years and trying to get you.
Dude, they go back so many years.
Miles over the speed limit. Or you didn't have your insurance lapse for a couple of days, and now you've got a big charge and a jail term because your insurance went. And you know all this stuff is just bureaucratic nonsense trying to over... Just chicken neck control freaks trying to manipulate every aspect of human existence. We're people. We're not robots. We're not animals. We're not penned up in a cage. Oh, everybody, sheep, go through the fence now.
I love that you are defending the justice and honor of common poor people. And I think that that's excellent. But, man, that is so not what our fucking issue is right now. You know what I mean?
That's a big part of it.
I mean, like, I think standing up, I mean, taking the position of standing up for the decency of the people who are being shot at and beaten to death by police officers, like, what's the statistic out of Baltimore?
Yeah, let's talk about this Baltimore thing.
But, I mean, let me finish my point real quick. Right. I mean, what was the statistic real quick?
Around 2,600 people in the last 3 years.
That's ridiculous. But the point is that everyday common people are getting hosed by the police. It's not those
people. This is something else. This is something
else. That need the point of, please stop fucking hitting me, is not the voice we need to hear more of. Okay? We need to hear the voice of, oh, wow, I didn't know I shouldn't be hitting guy.
If you just,
and this is why we should all fucking stop hitting poor people. Is the voice that needs to be heard.
I'm running the averages in my head, and that's averaging like 2 to 3 people a day.
3 people a day getting are killed.
Not admitted into the Baltimore jail because they're so beat up that the jail won't accept them. We're talking several people a day. This is happening. So.
And that's like every shift.
Yeah, I mean, that's one per shift. That is averaging one person per 8-hour shift that a police officer is on patrol is kicking the fucking shit out of somebody.
And that's just the ones
that the jail won't accept. That's several times a day this is happening at the Baltimore in Baltimore. I mean, how frightening.
I mean, but on the other hand, I mean, there are other statistics. Like I was talking about, who's that guy, that linguist guy that I'm a big fan of out of Harvard? The guy with the Noam Chomsky. Okay, Noam Chomsky says that Baltimore is a island in the United States as a place that has fallen like fucking weird. The linguistics coming out of native Baltimore speaking people are so a new wild dialect of English, and it has digressed over a collective Harvard study of 50 years to such a fucking point that it's almost unintelligible to regular English-speaking people. It's almost the difference between English and French. And so what's very interesting is Baltimore has been picked out as a really fucked up place for wildly other reasons. For the way they raise their children, the manner in which they're creating a brand new society of inner city-like building dwellers that have never seen trees, and they're all like, you know, it's like, what's that movie with Charlton Heston, Will Smith? Last Man on Earth, Vincent Price. What's the name of that movie?
Can't think of it.
I Am Legend?
I Am Legend, right. But there's many incarnations of that one. Charlton Heston was the best, better than Vincent Price.
He did that one originally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that story is the way I'm imagining Baltimore digressing into. It's where these people don't even come out in the daytime. They just like only creep out of the fucking inner city structures at night and eat each other.
That is what it seems like. Baltimore is a whole different.
It's a whole new place. It's a new type of society.
You think that's different than Detroit?
Or Atlanta? No, I think Detroit was inhabited by average people, and as soon as they fucking saw what was going on, they left. And the people that are still in Detroit are the ones that are probably the same genotype of the weird zombies that are in Baltimore, okay? But no, I mean,
city dwellers.
Can perhaps get one of those, please?
I mean, there are generations of people that have never been to the woods in Baltimore. I mean, many generations of people that have never, like, gone camping.
That's hard to believe.
No, it's true. It's Baltimore, dude. Yeah. It's Washington, D.C. That is the George fucking Washington himself hung out there.
Just the big slave housing units, right?
I mean, no, that's where the slaves ran north. When they got out of the South, they were all like, oh, I'm out of here.
No, that was the Mason-Dixon line. That's like where it all met.
Well, yeah, but then they went to the north side, and that was Baltimore. A lot of them didn't go much further than that because, you know, crack.
Maryland, the border of Maryland. Right? The border of Maryland was the Mason-Dixon line, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, these are all poor people, though. Inner city, super poor. More people now on food stamps than ever. The middle class is nearly gone, and all that's left is all these poverty-stricken, austerity-driven nothing. They have nothing with a giant desperation cloud hanging over their head.
Well, that's because of our service economy, dude.
And they're getting beat up by the police all the time.
That's because their service economy isn't a fucking economy. There is no money. People
Everybody's
are trading.
Got warrants for their arrest, running around because of unpaid traffic tickets and just other dumb shit, jaywalking and all you sold.
Child support.
Stuff. Got caught with a little weed, man.
You can get
all
a ticket
shit,
in
man.
Some cities in California if you're not if you're walking on the wrong side of the road, like you're not walking with traffic. If you're on the sidewalk, if you're walking against traffic, you can get a ticket.
Well, you'd think they'd already have that thing figured out in, like, New York, you know, Constantinople, like, 1,000 years ago, maybe. They'd have how to walk on a fucking sidewalk figured out. You know, I don't think people would be good at that by now, but...
It's not that difficult. Why can't you just walk down the damn sidewalk? The cars drive on the street, you walk on the sidewalk, you have to walk a certain
Rules
direction.
Of the road, man. That's what I was talking about earlier, man. You can't just go break in the fucking speed law. Dude, like, you can't blow that off like that's a nothing. Dude, rules of the road is what Mad Max is founded on. What all sorts of stuff is founded on. And is that the same number they called me?
Probably not, no.
All right.
Which one called you?
You know, we should say it right now.
I've been getting some weird phone calls, too.
No, the NSA is probably listening.
From all over the country.
It's 204-2199.
No, mine was a different one. So why is this a big war on poor people? Why is it a giant push to make everyone poor?
Because it's supposed to be that way. There's a middle class was an interesting idea, but we can't just have average people going out on their own and starting businesses and thinking they're going to be defense contractors.
We have the land and resources here to be the biggest manufacturing and agricultural bastion of the world.
Right behind
Bread
Russia.
Breadbasket of the world. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, still... Breadbasket of the world. We used to be that. It used to be called that here in America.
You can't trust Americans with the technology that the American military has invented. And that's what the whole issue with Freeman Dyson and Richard Feynman and the high-level physicists that are coming out of these old-ass men that are retiring right now that are fulfilling their 50 years from the 1960s when they retired. That they couldn't talk about shit. They're coming to the end of these 50-year no-talking agreements, and they had technology in the 1960s that common people don't know about today. That they had computers that
we've been saying that forever.
My point is
a breakaway technological society that
the only thing that stops class. Americans from creating more technology in common households is their actual yearly wealth. And we can't just allow common people to every house to be like robotically defended with automatic drones. Okay, because I could easily equip your home with automatic weaponized drones for an easy $25,000. Give us a call anytime. We're
I could
here.
Do it for like
406-545-4496.
Option one.
Absolutely. And we will fit your house with
weaponized 24-hour surveillance automated drones that will, upon the bark of a dog, shoot any intruder in the house. And it's your house. It's the castle doctrine. You're allowed to defend your property by the exact same means that the American government is using to defend their federal lands.
That would be cool to have several autonomous drones.
And every house should be. I mean,
every house should have several autonomous rotating drones, rotating their battery life and their weapons and ammunition. They should be circling every middle class home. I mean, I could do this on a easy. It's half of what your truck is worth.
To where like
your
anybody truck that steps is worth outside is
$55,000 for a brand new Dodge. For half that much, I could have like hellfire missiles cruising around your house 24 hours a day. Forever.
Just put an ISIS flag in your yard. And the NSA will do that for you.
So my point is that this is the kind of thing that middle class people would be talking more about and actually having in their homes if we if everybody wasn't poor. Like, if everybody wasn't...
what's so wrong with that, really?
Poor people would be shooting each other.
Poor people are already shooting each other. Why don't we make less poor
people?
The
inter-poor crime rate would go through the roof.
Why don't we create an economy that has less poor people? Like, keeping our manufacturing jobs here in the States.
Because rich people won't allow their children, who they don't want to give jobs at their bank, they won't allow their children to go work in the fields for nothing.
Now you lost me. You just lost me.
My point is the division between smart people and stupid people far exceeds the difference between rich people and poor people. And so there are far more smart people than there are rich people. And smart people in general won't allow for poor people to be treated worse or for stupid people to be treated worse, regardless of whether or not they're rich or poor. So even if you had stupid rich people, you still have to look, you still have to feel bad for them and pity them as a smart poor person.
No.
Yeah,
you're still.
That's your ethical dilemma right there. That's it. I drew the line. That's it. That's where the ethics stand on that one.
Well, I don't know.
So if we educated more poor people, there'd be less poor people, though.
It would be better to just educate rich people and have less stupid rich people.
Nobody wants to be educated, though. Nobody wants to know anything, you know, anymore. Like, it's reached a level where it's like idiocracy, like, truly.
Yeah.
And people want to be stupid. They would just rather... It's so much easier to just not...
Since
just
when do we give a fuck what people want?
Fake-triots. It's fake-triotism.
Fake-triots. That's good.
They have
that's
fake-triotism.
A good I like that.
I wrote that up down
shit.
Earlier.
I'm a fake-triot.
You should
that's,
date
I'm glad
that fucking
you,
paper.
We got that to this point, actually, because... That's the whole media controls all their stupid brains with poisoning their mind with propaganda machine of the TV and the music and the pop culture and telephone games and all the dumb shit and every video game, all this stuff, movies. And it creates this.
That's awesome, right?
This nationalistic feeling of we're all together in our we're all part of the Avengers and we're fake-triots. We're defending our nation of fakeness. And that's what it is. It's Walmart Dancing with the Stars fake ass shit that people buy into that make everyone think it's okay instead of focusing on the fact that we're killing people with drones every day overseas. 3 people a day die by the hands of the police. Big Pharma gives out pills and crap.
Is there a
ass
difference though between
hundreds of thousands of people a year die from Big Pharma? I mean, no one wants to hear any of that though.
Yeah, but is there a difference between a real like a fake, like a falseness that you're talking about, like a real false intention or a real looking the other way when there is a terrible atrocity to be seen?
Or
are you talking about
all
like
three.
A fucking hollowness of character where people who are really well intentioned just don't fucking know what the truth is anymore, and so they're constantly going with an expert opinion and going into their own destruction, or watching Oprah and thinking, wow, these people are making tons of money and they're rich and they're famous and they must know something that I don't fucking know. And so I'm going to listen to their opinion. And that, I think, leads to their detriment. I think that people see money as success, and that has warped the value of Americans to such an extent that what is intelligence and knowledge anymore is so disregarded as a waste of time. And it's entirely my intention that, again,
because people's heroes are Justin Bieber and dumb shit like that. I mean,
yeah, Justin Bieber is a high school dropout who
Madonna.
Can bang a stick on pot.
And little girl's hero is Miley Cyrus, shaking her twat around on the stage and being just whatever dumb. Thinking they're going to grow up to be rock stars, their whole rock star mentality of magical thinking that all these kids, especially the younger generation.
No, dude, I entirely fall into that. Dude, I'm 100% the victim of the rock and roll dream, dude. I entirely lived it. I entirely thought I grew up. I didn't go to university. I had every opportunity to go to fucking work at Microsoft, and I fucking hate wherever J-Dog is right now. I'm dripping into anecdote. He should be punching me. Okay, but I try to not bring anecdote into this, but I entirely agree, dude. I entirely agree with the rock and roll dream being a false preconception that the government and the powers that be entirely package and feed to young people.
Yes.
And give them false dreams
all
and hopes.
It.
But I don't think that that's a falseness of of character or of honesty. I think it's a hollowness of education, and that we're just not fulfilling people.
Well,
we're
everybody's at fault too. Everybody that watches and listens to it is just as much at fault as the people selling it.
I don't think so. You cannot fault people for eating a Snickers bar.
Once you know, though.
But once you know that it's a poison
and you choose to close your eyes again.
And that the salts in there are meant to convince your brain that it tastes good and that it actually doesn't. It's chewy and it's hard and it hurts your fucking teeth and it's not good for
you. Snickers bars are great.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lie. There's a chemical in there that
it's not a lie.
Makes your brain think it tastes good, but it actually tastes like cardboard. There's nothing in there. It's just poison.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
And so my
Snickers is literally to send us some fucking money. Snickers.
And so that's my entire point is like Slim you want to defend Snickers. Fucking Snickers. That's how deep rooted this crazy thought
Nothing
is.
Nothing goes together like a Snickers and a Slim Jim.
I would like a Snickers and a Slim Jim right now. That would be great.
And that's how deep rooted this is. Like you want to fight injustice. You want to talk about how bad the government is. And then you will turn around and eat a cheeseburger and a Snickers bar. With a smile on your face.
What else am I going to eat?
What do you mean? Go and grow a head of lettuce. You can actually
Should I plant a garden in the
trunk
of my car?
You can actually fucking fast for the length of time that it takes to grow a head of lettuce from seed. And then eat that head of lettuce while you grew 10 more and survive. And you would live.
I don't think you could eat lettuce and live.
You literally can. It's a fucking thing.
There's no protein.
It's a water thing. You can hold it down while you're growing the other things. Okay, you will survive.
I will survive. I'd eat that whole damn lettuce the first day.
And
yeah, like in 20 minutes.
Just have you ever seen me eat? You grew a dozen
I'm
of
a fucking...
them. And then you grew a dozen more, and then a dozen from each of those dozen, and you fed all their people. Or maybe you hoarded them all and became Genghis Khan and then raped and pillaged and killed everybody and stole
lettuce.
Their women.
The lettuce famine.
It's the lettuce dawn.
But my point is, dude, is you just don't fucking have to do what they tell you to. You don't have to just be like, I was alone with the Snickers bar and I was hungry and it made me do it.
The TV, I saw it on the TV and then I was in the store and there it was and I just bought it and it was great. Everybody's ate a Snickers, though. I mean, and everybody's seen the stupid commercials that make you go want to have a Snickers.
Right, but it's not doesn't mean that it's good for you, and it doesn't mean that it tastes good. It means that you were fucking hypnotized, and you ate the cardboard bar, and it didn't taste good. It tasted like cardboard, but it had a chemical in there that convinced your brain that for a second you could fly, right? And you didn't, thankfully, try that. You just ate the Snickers bar and were happy about it, all right? But it's the exact same misconception, dude. It's a
I need a paper.
A papes?
Right on. Because we all fall victim to that. The advertising is strong these days too. I mean, there's subliminals coming through there. We don't know what's coming through and that we can't see, and it's hard to tell. Certain things have been discovered lately in certain commercials. As far as subliminal messages being played, the AARP commercial that's talking about...
That's been going on for a long time, things like that.
Prepare for civil unrest and
there's a lot
outbreak.
Of those kinds of things. Like the professor and I were discussing it the other day on building a device that would, in fact, imbue a radio signal with a subliminal message. And what the characteristics of that machine would be and what it would take and what it would cost to build. And like, what if, who is it the government's fault to tell me that I can't use that machine on myself to quit smoking? Who's the government to say that I can't use that machine on my wife to you know what I mean? Alistair Crowley fashion.
Let's talk about this.
In an Alistair Crowley fashion, okay? If I wanted to, like, deep hypnotize my wife and then summon a demon into her body so that I could have a conversation with Satan, okay, just for instance.
Or fuck the shit out of it.
Who's the government to say that I'm not allowed to do that? I thought this was a free country. And my point is that machine would allow me to possibly pursue that level of experimentation. Is it right public and common people to just have those machines in their home? Would you be tempted to use it on your friends and neighbors?
Well, you can have
yes
you
and
can
yes.
have freedom to the point where hurts or damages someone else.
No, but my point is it's this kind of technology that has no other application other than nefarious fucking shit that has stopped our middle class. Because the only thing we can think of to do is to put these hypnotizing speakers on the drones that fly around the house 24 hours a day and just make you think that you need to take off your clothes and run away in fear and not attack us. And then if you do cross the invisible line, it shoots you. I mean, there's a crazy amounts of things that you could do with a flying drone around your house and fuck with your neighbors that the government would think is uncool. That's why I think that these...
Well, why can't you take pictures and record your neighbor and whatever and put it on your and download it to your servers for later on? Why is the government allowed to do that and you can't?
You can. You just can't get caught. Just like the government
just like the
can't
government.
Get caught.
Good point. There we are. Let's get a round of applause for that.
Actually, I did just see a headline, too. Some court ruled that telescope looking into another window was perfectly legal.
Yeah, you're the one
who's
standing
by a window. It's on you to shut your windows down.
Yeah.
It's on you to close your windows.
Yeah, that window was basically in public airspace.
Yeah, no, that's...
And although it was on your land, it was in my public airspace, and because I was flying here with my telescope looking in your window... That's what it is. Close your damn window.
Did you see how hairy her bush was through that window, too?
Damn.
She has not shaved her bush in
since
ever, I would say. Like ever. Her eyebrows are well manicured.
Probably since her first husband died. Oh, now how you feel?
Stop looking through the bush window.
She still needs to shave her pussy. Dead husband or not.
Wow. So is that what it is? Is girls should all shave their coochies or what?
I don't know.
No, dude.
What are we? Where are we going?
Hey, we're going
what?
Wherever we want with that, huh? Hey, if they can watch through the window. They can see whatever. Just
my
shut your
blinds
is, aren't going to help you from the camera and your TV. The shutting your blinds ain't going to help you from the camera on your phone.
The best advice
that?
And thing a person could do, and it was this year, way 20 years ago, it's this way. This is what the government does. This is what a person would do if they were smart. They would put all their money in the middle of the table, a whole bunch of guys, and they would start a company, and they would buy a bunch of property and put a compound on the property, and then they would surround that property with flying Hellfire missile drones and acoustic weapons to make people go naked and subliminal message machines.
We have to get a little experimentation going first. You couldn't just...
I think the Hutterites have been doing it for almost 500 years. It's working great. Okay, so all we have to do is just upgrade that into a city-level environment, and I think that we could convert the whole America into Hutterites. No problems, dude.
It's a fake riot. They drink booze. They like weed.
They're dank.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, that's...
They love Jesus. I mean, what do you not like about Hutterites? They just don't want your clothes. They don't want your music. They don't like Justin Bieber. They are everything you just said.
And they're God believers.
Hashtag Ted Cruz for president, dude. Boom!
Oop, yeah,
bam. Did you just say Ted Cruz for president?
Brad Pitt for president.
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
He's the man. He runs an empire already.
Yep.
He manages Angelina Jolie.
Yep. You've seen
he was in Legends
Club
of the
too
Fall.
Many times,
no,
dude.
Legends of the Fall is really what I'm basing my presidential.
He was the voice of Metro Man in Megamind. Legendary. Brad
oh,
Pitt.
Interview with the Vampire? I mean, he was really in every cool movie ever.
All right, I dig that you guys have man crush on Brad Pitt.
Meet your black.
Okay. But
oh, it's way past man crush, bro.
We want him to be president.
I've carved him. I have a hand carving of him on my chest over my heart.
Happy birthday,
Mr. Pitt.
Oh, because it's what's the that's the point though. That is Brad Pitt would be just as good of a president as Mickey Mouse, as George Bush,
as this sheet of paper. It should be Brad Pitt and this sheet of paper as for his running mate. And that's who we'll do. Because that's the same thing as this fucking Barack
against
Obama
Hillary Clinton.
Joe Biden.
Now, for our listeners, is that a white sheet of paper or colored?
It's a white sheet of paper.
It's construction
I haven't heard
paper.
Anybody refer to the president as colored in a long time.
Woo! Hello.
Colored.
We have a colored president.
Colors.
My point is that at what level of the onion do you really think you're at? And what point do you ever are you ever going to be satisfied with? Can you ever convince yourself that you've reached the center of the onion?
What's the center? What do you mean?
Exactly.
Yes. That's right, Mr. Politician.
So, what you mean. What my point is,
if 2 + 2 = 5 and the train's going 45 miles an hour, what does an orange smell like?
If the president is just a figurehead for a shadow government, how many layers to the onion are there? I mean, at what point does somebody actually make decisions? Or does the Earth, Mother Earth, actually decide? Or is it God? Or is it the sun? Like, where do you think this buck actually stops?
There's has to be a commission, and then the commission will always come down to one man. There is one man that does have a final say. It always comes down to one man.
Okay, so tell me about this person. Like, let's go deep in the hole. They obviously have an interest in keeping poor people poor. Right.
Well, there's always an interest in keeping poor people poor.
Okay.
You have to have slaves.
Why is that?
Because that's what keeps. Because there's not enough to go around, and in order for you to have more, there has to be more people with less.
No, we're talking about the one guy allows this. There's a one guy who makes decisions.
There's a commission. No, no. There's not like one guy. It comes under a corporate. It's like a corporate. All it is a corporation.
Yeah, but again, why?
There's one man that's like the figurehead. But he's not, like, all-powerful. Everybody's a boss. He's just the one that everybody chose. Hey, you be the guy that... But everybody has their...
Can you even, again, put yourself in the shoes of, say, like, what you imagine as a mafia underworld meeting of the bosses, okay? Like, what influence or level of discussion... I mean, what are the topics at that meeting, like, right now, today? What are we dealing with? I mean, to me, when every time we say that these politicians are figureheads, we're that's blowing off and not dealing with the real decision-making structure and what you can really do about it and where real influence comes from. That's my point.
Like, no, you're bringing up some really good points. I'm letting it run through my head.
And so, like, we can... Again, this William Wolf guy is in fucking trouble for shit-talking.
For bullshit.
And I don't want to shit talk. Okay, yes, there might be a figurehead shadow government. Fucking Eisenhower said that, okay? So I'm not discounting the historical presidents
long before him,
himself
people.
That have even said stuff like that. But he said that on camera. Like, to me, that makes it realer, okay? He said it on fucking TV, all right? And so...
Whether sought or unsought, the military industrial complex.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So we're the commission. We're the guys that make presidents. Go. We're the guys that fucking rise and fall empires, blah, blah, blah.
Why do you Bilderberg let group. Stupid smart people continue ruining your good name?
Well, hold on.
No, stupid rich people. I apologize. And continue to allow smart poor people to be oppressed.
Well, hold on. Let's right? But before we even go that far, hold on though. You said we're the commission and what are the decisions being made? Okay.
What's on the table and how are you going to go about making
those
decisions?
More military.
I know what the question is. What decisions being made?
Okay. What's on the table? What are we
talking
about?
What's on the table with dinner? Is it red or white wine?
Well,
that's what they're.
It's the white and the red. Okay. New England clam chowder.
Why don't I have four forks? Why is there three forks? Yeah. I need four forks.
Decisions are made.
This is 9-course meal.
Things live happen. Babies and puppies for main course.
I just want to get to the motivation.
And main course. Sorry.
I feel like we were on a run.
Freshly sacrificed.
We are fucking killing it.
Tell dessert. Me, what motivates people who are into evil? I don't believe that they just want to see the blood of poor fucking kids.
You want to tell yourself that. You want to tell yourself that. But what history tells us is that the elitists and the royals that run the show just don't, because that's how you rise to the top. The more psychopathic and sociopathic and less empathetic, is that what I'm
saying? Empathetic.
Yeah, the less empathetic that you are, the higher and more you can rise and become. Empathic? I don't know. We're going to read a thesaurus on break, or dictionary on break, and we'll figure that out.
Either works.
Your mom reads a dictionary.
I thought we were on a roll here. What the fuck?
We are on a roll. Are you kidding me? this is good stuff. These elite people are crazy, and they're trying to keep everybody down under their boot heel.
Every time we blow there, off who heel. Is making the decisions, we are blowing off who could be making the decisions, by what means their decisions are being made, by what grounds the decision is being justified, and to whom they have to justify those decisions to. And at some fucking point, there is a decision line. Like, it has to get to the president. So this committee says some shit
to the president,
and obviously if he's a fucking figurehead, somebody is putting orders into him.
Well, obviously Barack Obama is not the guy running the show. Okay. I mean, if Barack Obama is the guy running
the show,
why isn't
he sitting at the table? Why isn't he just a boss?
He's like,
why does he have to be a brainwashed fucking puppet? Why can't he just be outvoted and be pissed about it?
I mean, okay.
Because that's not the way it happens. That's not the way human beings work.
So we're about to play some local music here, but what are you leading to? What's a good question for us to ponder over the break?
If the Bilderberg group is so named for the people who met there at a Bilderberg hotel for the first time, again, what did they discuss? Who they are doesn't matter. By what grounds did they make those decisions? We're going to look some shit up. We're going to play some music, and we'll get right back to it.
All right. Yeah, I got an answer for that when we come back.
All right.
Add a little sugar, honeysuckle, and a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't be and roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings.
I need a girl with a big old fat ass to skip the class. Wanna come through and fucking the best. I wanna kiss you on your cheek. And girl, matter of fact, you make me crazy. It was hazy, now lost in the mat. Give me the directions to your heart and no romantic from the start. I swear to your curves. Your body like a work of art, a classic rapping addict. Wanna smack you, you won't have it. Worry that I only love you for your body. Girl, I'm sorry, daddy true. I love you for you and nothing else. Put up the crew and never get a buzz. Fuckin' someone else, one of a kind. Like the kid that tried to stay in my grind to make the paper for a future son inside of design. A life of excess. Your dress is gonna lit on my floor. The door is closing on the inside. You screaming for more. The passion's growing, body's flowing, panties throwing, feelings blowing in your heart. It gets my chest is beating hard. The plan is slowing. Damn.
Honeysuckle and a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't be with a dozen roses. Such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings.
Baby, you the best I had. If you ain't know my bad, the lady I never had. Girl, I hope you find my pad. I feel we're meant to be. Let's roll a blunt and smoke out back. Let me show you the way. Why you using Google Maps? We both young and attractive. I know this for a fact. If we consider kids, they all gon' be on Gerber ads. I ain't being an ass, dissing all the kids you have. But my looks and your looks couldn't come out as whack. You on that real shit, $100 bill shit. I can trust you if you can. So baby, feel this. Can you be my girl forever? Let's pretend we grew together. Best of friends, nobody better. Check it again, nobody better. Love to the end, I recommend you then again. We be like the newlyweds. Even if my parents said it ain't gonna end up working. But baby, I'm for certain. You're just my everything, like atoms in my sternum.
Children laughing around you. These are the makings.
sounded so good. I never thought I'd find a woman make me feel how I should. A dream of whipping on the stage, the beat is banging in the bass, booties bopping, popping shots and making drops. But girl, you stop me, slow me down. Finally getting off the town, and not the way to calm my nerves. Really hate feeling surrounded, but girl, you got me grounded. I worried how I sounded when I should be fucking pounding you. Hit you up, you coming through a bowl or two to set the mood. Candles and some music to whatever's gonna let you choose. Pack of smokes, a couple brews, my baby's getting drunk. Back that trunk up and let's get fucked up. You're in the mood to make some love, so let's just shut the fuck up. You hate the fact you can't resist me, so why don't you just assist me in the making, fornicating. Let's get lost before you miss me, cause regret's a nasty word and hate's an angry verb. So when I'm gone, don't say you ever wanna hurt.
Instagram that shit, huh? Instagram.
are, Tuesday Night Intel Scanner. Coming on back.
My favorite night of the week.
May 12th, Tuesday, a holy day for Intel Scanner.
It's a holy day.
It is.
Every day is a holy day.
Especially Tuesday.
And remember, if you are Intel scanning on a day that is not Tuesday and you find something groundbreaking, remember to post it to Twitter, hashtag Intel Scanner.
It's a darkly scanner evening.
Putting it another way would lead to some sort of copyright infringement, I believe.
That it would. That it would. So, where's my list?
Well, I wanted to touch more. We didn't really talk about it too much. I wanted to say something a little more about the 2,600 people in Baltimore for the last 3 years that have come into police custody. I didn't do the averages on that. I could sit here and do them. I'm thinking that's about three a day, somewhere in there. 3 years by 2,600.
That's not even what's important. I mean, what's important about this story is that it happens at all.
Yeah, the police are way out of control in the big cities. I don't know.
In our fucking community, dude, it's everywhere. I mean, and we...
Especially in the big cities. But in the big cities, it is so far out of control that it is going to be civil war. It is going to be revolution because the state has pushed it to that level.
Dude, if there were riots in the streets like that anywhere else, they would say, this is the seeds of civil war in Istanbul. These are the seeds of civil war in Jerusalem. These are the seeds of civil war everywhere else but fucking Baltimore. You know what I mean? Because in Baltimore, in that same day, there were riots in three other major cities. Just happened in other countries, so we don't talk about it that often. But the point is that it's real. People everywhere are pissed off. And America is, again, I can't stress this enough, a small place. It's a small place,
but filled with badasses.
Human standards.
Filled with fucking super
other
badasses.
Humans that super are very
badass,
people-y.
Super badass
and they
humans.
Do people stuff.
That are extremely people-y.
And they don't not, and they aren't any more or less people than other people.
That are super awesome people-y.
Fuck. Man, wow. I just can't stress enough that people are just fucking people, dude. And American people are just stupid ones. And Finnish people are just educated ones, but they're Finnish. And they speak a funny language. And why would you even want to speak like that?
Yeah.
You can know everything God, you put it God, in Finnish and you can't see, tell people.
God loves all of the Earth's babies, but God loves American babies just a little bit more.
See, now where in the hell is your position in any of these arguments?
Because America, that's why. Ricky Bobby said.
Ricky Bobby said.
Faceplant, dude. I guess I don't understand.
Because America.
Your
how do you even argue that?
Dude.
How do you even argue that?
Because hashtag
because America. Because America, son.
I just, you know what I mean? Like, you, how can you say that the police keeping poor people down isn't just for America and that that's not good enough for you?
Well, no, but see, governments all over the world are doing it. It's just
so now it's not super American because other governments are keeping people down.
No,
so.
I was just being fucking theatrical. Now,
but at what point is it not funny anymore?
It's not funny at all.
The 3,000 people in 3 years, that's 1,000 people a year. That's more than three people a day get smashed up by cops in one place.
To the point where they can't be accepted into the jail. I mean, there's other people getting beat up. I mean, these people have broken bones and are squirting blood out of their body to the point where, well, we can't let you into the county.
That's in a small place, in a small country, in a rather big fucking world.
And it's happening all over.
And it's a common thing that's happening everywhere. And Dave Chappelle, if you go through the police, there's got this whole new article and subcategories on YouTube where Dave Chappelle goes through and basically talks about everything that's happening in riots right now in 2008, mind you, how white people just have been oblivious to police beating everybody up for the last 20 years. And it's just, this is common.
It's just coming out now, though.
It's not what? Just coming out.
Well, it's not just coming out, but it's starting.
It's now just a thing on Fox News, and so you're paying attention to it.
How do you say this without sounding really racist?
Dickish. Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to word this properly.
There's now, it has broken a statistically negligible thing, and we have to now deal with this Black Death issue.
See, I hate to say that, like, white people are now just realizing it, but white people have known. What
white
is
people
happening?
Have been the ones instigating and allowing this to happen, like froshing people, like seniors beating up freshmen. This shit has been allowed for a long time as some sort of stupid ass,
like some weird
this
hazing
thing. Is what
thing,
you get
huh?
for being poor, motherfucker. Yeah,
it is some weird
geographical
hazing thing.
Income thing. It's that's who gets
no,
beat up
it,
the most.
It's
if you're
deeper
poor
than that.
And you live in the inner city,
but they
you
get
can be white
on.
Or black. If you live there.
But they get picked on.
And you're poor it's, like that.
But getting picked on, it's
very good.
Very. Pause for the cause.
But they're getting picked on. And
smell the roses, my friend. Just stop. Smell the motherfucking roses, dude.
Oh, no, we've got it good. We've got it easy out here. I mean, I'm a spoiled, rotten, soft. Footed tenderfoot, you know?
Dude. I'm white, and I'm from a white place.
I'm from the dark ghetto.
You could pass for Spanish or something.
I could pass for deep white. Like I could go to Norway and look Norwegian.
Deep white.
I could go back to the homeland in Russia, and as long as I don't talk and say nothing, dude, I look as white
Russian.
As
you can pass for Russian.
Pure white person, dude. Like as white as the driven fucking snow, buddy. And I'm telling you right now that I just fear that the public relations of my peoples have been so sucky to this point. Like we should just bend over and do what everybody says so long as that you get to keep your toys. And instead of going around picking fights with the whole world in a manner in which the whole planet Earth thinks America is the great Satan... or bad in one way, shape, or form. I mean, a new statute just went up in Berlin, and this is what we should be talking about for real. Fucking yesterday, with Julian Assange, Bradley or Chelsea, however you want to look at that coin, and Snowden.
And Manning, I
you know
saw
I mean?
That statue.
There's a statue
and so
of
there's
them?
A new yeah. statue of the three of them, and it's in where the Berlin Wall used to be in Germany, and they're praising how Americans used to fucking institutionally mean something. There used to be an institution of like super paladinism, Templar good, where fucking even doing anything wrong was bad by them. And now they're the ones most perpetrator of evil.
Pimping out, just pimping it all out. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's scary. That's...
Yep.
All we're doing is just... This is New Rome. Understand that it is New Rome. And
these guys have taken
where do we
a lot
go
of their
here?
Stuff.
Where do we go from here?
These people are social engineers.
They're just
who have learned from Rome.
Here's what I have learned from Rome, and this is how we beat them. And I know it's an unpopular answer, okay, but I just can't reiterate this enough. There was a system when you watch these seminars of the wealthy talking to other wealthy people, they say that greed is it. Take that corruption money. Take that money. Take it.
Take it.
Get that money and take it.
Take it.
Because there ain't no not getting the money. You get that money when you can, and then you just spend it on good stuff if you can. You just, like, give some charity or whatever. But don't leave the money with the drug dealers. Don't leave that money with the terrorists. Okay, you take their money. You take their looter money. And you spend it on better things than they
is
would.
That now it's the Robin Hood. We're taking our money.
Listen to this.
And so, no, but this is what they say to each other.
That
in
is
my
their
contention.
Mentality.
You're right. Robin Hood.
And so my point is
that.
How would you beat that? Well, I can beat that. And how was it beaten in Rome? It was beaten in Rome through religion. And the religions were the ones who put something above greed that made greed illegal. Okay? And it's not illegal. It's just frowned upon dramatically by, say, Catholics. All right, and there
and Catholics
are
the richest cut. Well, some of the richest,
but institutionally, they say just give the wealth to the church, and the church will just last the ages, and the church will spend that money on continuing to survive for thousands of years. They held up their end of the bargain, I'd say. They're still there.
They offer
And
the only
the
thing
same
the money
message.
Can't buy.
You take away from that is whatever you want, but it's going to be the
if you
same
want your
thing
neighbor's wife and children.
Isaac
or you want
Newton did. It's going to be the same thing that Nikola Tesla did.
Oh,
it's going to be the
want.
Same thing that Copernicus did, and it's going to be the same thing that Magellan did, all the way back to the same thing that Muhammad did to get free of Mecca when he was on the fucking
salvation.
Run. Okay,
salvation
is so. This is a common story, and a state religion is going to be the only thing to institutionalize in young people that greed is bad and that you don't need it to be happy.
So you're advocating for a state religion, but not God-based.
No, I am willing to what I, given what I know about manufacturing religions, knowing what I know about Joseph Smith and the roots of Islam and the roots of Christianity and Roman, I think I could manufacture a brand new religion that wouldn't step on anybody's toes using technology and would still fulfill people's need for having spirituality in their life without having to lie about shit. You know what I mean? I could just talk about the nature of dark matter and how it maintains 96% of the universe. And how
sounds boring, bro. How do we know your religion's legit without any fucking epic battles,
dude? But that's my point.
People need to die.
But my point
blood
is,
must be shed.
Blood must. Blood and fire.
A
must
blood
rain.
Price must be paid. All right.
Yes.
Scientology didn't pay one. All right.
Scientology's bullshit.
Well, it's a thing, and people put up their money. Joel Osteen's made more money on Jesus than anybody's ever profited on Jesus individually fucking ever. All right? There is a thing that people want fulfilled in their lives, and we could do it without lies. And we could spread that money in a doesn't-all-go-to-Joel-Osteen kind of way. That's my contention, and I feel like a committee should be formed to do that on a government level.
What people are selling out to on that is something that is so grandiose. It's he's somebody coming in already with the money, already big time. I stand on this fucking pedestal and I tell you, and it's so big and grandiose. It's like, what does my fucking $100 matter? He's already got it all. Fucking, maybe I never understood the televangelist fucking fascination.
Do they make the money?
Oh, do they make the money?
Okay.
Jimmy Swaggart and all those fuckers that started it? I mean, frightening.
You're not understanding it is what they're looking for. Okay, that's good. That means it's working. The fact that you don't get it means it's working. It means that they are making the money and you're not.
Right. Well, no. I wouldn't want to be a guy up there pimping people. That's not what I came to this world to do.
Oh, dude.
Get on a stage.
That's totally what I came to this world to people. Do, dude. To pimp God, dude. Dude, God is good. And that's it. You can misconstrue anything past that you want, dude.
God
but life
is great.
Is meaningful. God, the sun didn't make itself. The universe is bigger than you can imagine.
I came here to pimp God. Now that's a fucking, that's, I can't, that's,
yeah. Dude, anybody who
right
hasn't
on,
heard
hey.
About him? Dude,
yeah, you ain't heard about G.O.D.?
Let me
come
tell
here.
You about him.
Come here.
Let me tell you the thing.
Go pick me up a few beers and I'll tell you about it.
Well, that's today, bud. I'm telling you, down the road, that Joel Osteen money, dude, that's gonna take $5,000 just for an hour.
Joel Osteen,
time,
we need to do a fucking like televangelist.
Terrorize that guy's fucking life, dude.
If you had it in your power to save a child from suffering, would you
kill yourself?
Would you save the child or let him suffer?
Well, I mean, but doesn't that same thing apply to an old lady
God
or a dog?
Just let him suffer, apparently. So I don't
motherfucker,
know,
dude. You know, no. God has.
You could stop everyone from starving in the whole world, and it was in your power.
When they go out with the camera crews, and they're like,
"Would you let them starve?"
Yeah, and the camera crews videotaping, and it was like, "I think the camera guy could get him a sandwich." Like, not yet. Get the good shot. Sam Kinison, whatever.
Sam Kinison's fucking brilliant,
dude. He's fucking
and that's why I think I could go the other way. I think I could take what Sam Kinison lost in his value, and then because of his craziness that he developed afterwards, he really wanted to go.
Yeah,
because
he started out as a preacher. I mean,
he was
the
a
guy.
Good fucking preacher, dude.
He couldn't make any money, so he took the same talent. No, that was in his words. He's like, I couldn't make any money being a preacher, so I went and did stand-up a few times, and I actually made some money. And
he found drugs and didn't feel like he should continue to preach after finding drugs in his life.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but I know he met up with Bill Hicks.
Reconcile fucking drugs and God as good.
Him and Bill Hicks met each other, and they both are like the two stand-up comedians that really fucking...
Hicks stopped doing drugs?
Dude, Bill Hicks was at fucking Waco. He's double rad.
Before he died, dude, he quit. He quit at all, dude. He went straight and narrow. He was a good guy.
Still smoking three packs a day. Isn't it smoking what killed Bill Hicks?
Yeah, but, I mean, that does not make you not a good guy. That's like saying that a guy drank four pots of coffee. Oh, well, you can see that he was clearly wasn't a good guy because he drank too much coffee.
Well, no, you said he cleaned up. I'm saying that he was still fucking...
Drinking coffee doesn't make you bad. And if you...
I'm not saying it makes it bad. You said he fucking cleaned up, and that's...
Every bit of an addiction has heroin.
Yeah. Dude.
All right. No.
Dude. Oh, he dropped a dude. He said,
dude.
Are we really going to define right now what is and is not defining his personality or persona?
I mean, there's...
Because you would argue that most meth addicts are not defined by the meth that they spent a lot of their time
with. A lot of them.
And even if they did, they'd no longer wish to be defined by that after having quit, and they would like to find a new identity in their life. Would you deny them that, or would you say that you were once a meth addict, you are forever branded with a big A on your head? You know, no, you would allow people to redefine themselves. And so you would have to extend that same thing to anybody for them to redefine themselves. Sure. Wouldn't you?
Just like any good religion.
And so to the same point is that you can't define a cigarette smoker by their cigarettes, and you can't define a coffee drinker by their coffee, nor can you define a pot smoker by the pot that they smoke. Okay? It's not like that. And to presuppose that it is, and then to joke about it, and to continue to bury...
Nor the color of his skin. Man should be defined by the content of his character.
Character! Yeah, damn right. And we were talking about hollowness of character earlier, and how kids today are just filled with nothing. They're filled with lies and crap, and they have no connection
to Nickelodeon and Disney.
And Miley Cyrus and the Justin Biebers. And again, they're filled up with bullshit. And I believe... that if you just tapped that shit and drained it and re-fucking plugged them up with some real truth and some shit, they would wake up and they would be like, oh.
But it has to be in pretty colors. It has to be in pretty colors and dancing fucking stars and whatever.
I think that you could just like sponges hold their eyeballs open with some prize and put them in front of a projector screen, dude, in a couple hours, dude, a few sessions.
Oh, no, we do clock...
In mosques, training session. Dude, I'm talking about in the theaters.
No, I want to do this.
We've got armed guards running kids into theaters, dude. I'm ready. Eyes pulled open. Boom. Movie. Out. Hit Boom. The road. We'll see you next week, dude.
Here's an AK-47. Fucking follow the agenda.
The point is that if we could build bases in space, what would it be worth to be able to press calculus into a person's head in a few hours? To press all of particle physics into a person's head in a few hours. Even if it was a few weeks.
That's what they do. That's what they're doing.
Well, if we could build that, it would be a valuable thing to have.
People that are just so smart?
No, it would be people that create the next generation of toys and things and spaceships and bases in space and mining colonies on the moon and expeditions on Mars, Lewis and Clark style, with fucking people driving trucks and... It should be fucking...
So what?
And I think that universal suffrage is a stupid idea. Mississippi and your state doesn't generate a profit. Fuck your state.
Another Sam Kinison
subsidize
joke?
That. And so as a United States, it's just universal suffrage and earth-wide universal suffrage. Why
move
we think...
Move where the food is.
Yeah. Move where the...
Fucking leave!
Fucking
go where the goddamn
is.
Water is!
And so, yeah, I entirely believe that, like, in a core value that, yes, if you're over there, we will send you a message. I will have military troops running through the streets yelling, leave! Okay?
So just running re-recordings of right. Sam Kinison.
On drones.
Fucking go!
Flying around, okay? Yelling at people in their native language, okay? And that's it. But that's it. If you don't want to leave, if you don't want to go where the food is, that's your call.
Be like, cool.
All right, but the food when you get there should not cost anything.
Okay. I don't know, Kami.
When you get to the breadbasket and you show up and you're starving and you need an Advil.
You come to America, you can get food stamps right away.
Yeah. America. Right away. America.
Come on down. We got food stamps for you.
Yes.
That's it's free. Swipe your EBT.
Yep.
Yeah. Check that one out on YouTube. So, yeah.
Yeah. Open invite.
Come
right
on
now
down.
From
free
the Intel
food
scanner.
Are you hungry?
Open invite.
See, are your kids starving?
Yes.
Are you in Ethiopia? I mean, is there a fucking grain of rice in the vicinity? Come to America.
Get over here again.
Is there flies like crawling on your eyeball? And your belly's all swollen and your little black kid on them commercials? Come on down to America. We'll give them food stamps. Why don't we bring them all here?
No, dude. That's
wrong. What do you mean no?
We'll get them a membership at the Y. Get them all
fucked
up.
I never said anybody should come
food
to America. We will set
the basket of the world
up a reservation, of Americans. No. And they will make enough food for your community.
No.
And our generosity, we will come in. Brian Schweitzer will build a farm. And,
oh, boy.
And enough crops for you to feed every man, woman, and child in your village. You will be issued food every day. Yes.
Like manna from heaven. It would just fall from the sky like that issue.
As a community, as
in
a government.
It would just parachute.
You would also be required to guard the food on other days. Okay, man. And the point is that you would ensure that there's enough for everybody. That rich guys aren't getting off with it. Okay. It's not that so you can't get any. It's so that rich people can't take the extras and then go and sell double foods to people who want to be fat. And allow fat cats to just hang around.
Well,
and
what
not
if I work
it
a little harder than the other guy? I should be able to make a little more, right?
Then you should be the boss. No, you should be a teacher. You should be teaching others how to work as hard as you do.
Wrong answer.
So I should have more responsibility because
I should be a landowner.
Why are you guys? Who are you defending?
I don't even
be a vassal.
What is your position when you say stuff like that?
Would I have lordship? Perhaps if I could be a landowner, could I be knighted?
Could I be a vassal?
I didn't say that.
I was going to say vassal.
I'll be a buffer between the serfs and the lord.
You're still just a guy with a job. You're no more or less people.
The sheriff of Nottingham had a job, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we lost the understanding.
You always
here
have to answer to somebody.
The sheriff of Nottingham. He was the guy between the guy and the serfs. Collecting the tax money.
Dude, I wasn't at all talking about a monarchy. I was talking about a government where people rotated in all civic positions.
I think this illustrates how easily that something set up like that falls into that type of dominion over others mentality.
I think it's easy for you guys to fear absolutely everything that's not America, but then also turn around and fear America and be like, the cops are coming down on people and there's poor people and rich people are taking advantage of people. But oh my God, America is the only way to ever run stuff, and having three departments of a government's the only way you could ever do something that's good.
Well,
otherwise you're just taking advantage of
people. We can't change things too
much. I mean,
much.
What the fuck position are you arguing from?
We can't create any more laws. We have to stop creating any more laws right now. I mean, that would be the only way to even this the union.
Why
we have
salvage any of this? It's poison. It's all poison.
But replace it with a communist. Replace it with a communist empire?
So you can go ahead and hate everything or provide your own good idea at this point.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm saying that there is a way that we can use supercomputers to organize people using algorithms to suit people in the right positions.
No,
why? Because you don't want to be used to the fullest of your extent? You want to just be allowed to suck?
We can't.
We should just allow people to fucking flander in the streets and blow their entire potential
I take that
on
back.
Nothingness.
I take that back. Hold on.
We should just allow
time out. Time out. Okay, for me personally, no, I don't want to get hooked up to this computer. But if somebody else wants to do it, I'm all for that. Like I could go out and recruit people.
Get a job. Guess what? You're in a system that an algorithm helps schedule you based on the days you need off and your needing having religious exceptions and kids' birthdays and all sorts of stuff, and you're a number as soon as
I was going to say vast.
I'll be a buffer between the serfs.
Corporations have been run that way because that's the smart thing to do. And the reason why we don't run the government that way is because it's the smart thing to do.
We have to end. We have to somehow shrink the size of the state.
Stupidity.
The only way. The only way to save, to really save, or to stave off all out civil war, revolution, blah blah, is we have to shrink the size of government.
We need to
have to shrink the size of government.
Teach people that this computer is smarter than them.
No.
To do what's best for everybody.
No, I don't.
The way the computer
this.
Tells them to.
This.
Wow. Do what the computer tells them to.
No, that's your freedom. If you've got your wristband, you don't need to check in. You did.
We should
job.
Get the chip in
you
our hand.
Picked your fucking apples. No, you got
should
a screen.
Get an implant.
You got quotas of how many apples you have to pick today. You pick your apples, you check them on your fucking wristband.
We should get the
whole
screen on our arms, huh?
Yeah.
We'll have something like that soon.
Yeah, it'll be your whole bottom
you get attached.
Of your arm will be a screen. That's
you
why
just
it's
get
flat
attached
straight.
To it. Be an implant and you'll be seeing the visions in your head and hearing things in
right
your
in your
head.
Eye. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
No, I'm old-fashioned. Kids will be born that way. Like, we'll have to have that shit adapted and, like, added on to our bodies. But
like,
people,
you can invite people to, like, your childbirth and everything and be like, and send out on my Facebook, dude, like, have, like, 80 people there just all watching.
Yep.
All sorts of different things. All
that's where it's headed.
Oh, that's exactly. It's going way beyond that.
So our free will be taken over by
you. Never had free will.
So you're
hashtag
saying AI
Sam genius. Harris for president, dude.
So
the free will to fuck it up to suck, like
yeah,
you said.
Fuck
the free
you.
Will to suck.
I
suck.
I will remove
so
that
fucking
from
bad.
You, dude.
And fuck
God
that. I think
wills it.
That is what humans do. We fuck up and we learn. We get better. We go through hardship. We have to have the struggle to know the fucking victory, man. We've taken a human out of humanity.
Dude, you don't need a struggle to just go from being born on Earth and flying through space to know that this is awesome, okay? You don't need to trug through hell to know that being born on Earth and flying through space is cool, okay? That's awesome, and people will dig that, okay?
See, that sounds like someone who's
you
never
you have to have intellectual capacity, though.
No, it will be ingrained in you. You will be upgraded. If you are not capable, you will be allowed to become a janitor or an athlete. And fight for your freedom. Or just be a slave to the system.
And this
dude.
Guy doesn't like Rome. Ay, ay, ay.
They didn't have the technology we had. Rome lasted 1,000 years, dude. We can beat that, dude. We can top that record.
No,
we can go
possible.
Right now.
Fucking
a 10,000 year empire of space, dude.
Well, that's something different. Thanos, if you can get Thanos with his Infinity Gauntlet fucking coming through.
All right, dude. Depends on what your goals are, I guess.
The big floating empire. Well, I mean, if you're talking about a fucking galactic empire, I mean, you got to start thinking about
what?
It's fucking.
I think I've nailed it. I think we've got most of the issues down.
Okay, so
it's just about getting a team together, develop the software, and then implement it in a small time scale in corporations where they see
all
the
right.
benefits
see,
and their
I see
efficiency.
A whole different way of thinking of things is in order here. You people are fucking crazy. We need to revamp things. You're
oh,
right.
You fuck crazy.
We need to fucking
talk to me like
more.
That, son.
I'm telling you. All right. So if we just get off this whole idea of running things in order and we have to smash it into our way and it's more existing in a symbiont way with one another instead of a dominating way over one another, then we can advance humanity to be worthy of going and colonizing the rest of the galaxy.
You have to allow
to initiate the process, though. I mean,
no, but people
pretty much
will
do, though.
Die.
But you pretty much do, though.
No, that's the wrong way of looking at it. Why don't we all have a symbiont relationship with one another?
Then you need to have a symbiont relationship with death.
Symbiont
okay, well,
want
that'll
the
other come
part of the symbiont circle to die, then we all die.
In America, we go to few funerals on a daily basis.
See
and
how
we,
hard it is to get this idea across.
And we see
this whole
few
idea
funerals.
Of
my
existing
point
together in unity and not in dominion in opposite polar places.
Dude,
from each other.
You just yeah. don't. I don't think paint a good picture of what unity looks like and what free reign looks like, dude. It looks like you having to see another man strapped to a tree being beaten and not allowed to say anything. And if you really have a problem with it, you can call the cops. Okay, but you're not allowed to interfere with one man strapped to a tree and another man just whipping the fuck out of him. All right, and that's in Pakistan right now, or in certain parts of India,
all over the world,
and in Saudi.
What's
where
going on all over the U.S.? And I think man, that don't stuff will yourself. Get less and less as humanity's consciousness ascends to a higher state of vibration.
But my point is he's saying get along with these motherfuckers. He's saying allow these motherfuckers their space to oppress others in their own freedom.
Why
to oppress.
Why are you all aggro, man?
But that's what you're saying. You're trying to say unity, trying to find a common ground with insanity, and you can't. The only way to defeat insanity is to crush it.
Crush it.
Yeah.
Is to fight fire with fire.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh.
You stare into the abyss.
And the abyss stares back into
become the
you,
abyss,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
No.
So that's just, I mean, how do you really want things to be?
I want the government to take better care of its slaves. I think it's wrong, and I think it's wrong to have Moses having to, for things to have gotten so bad, for Moses to have to take all the slaves and march them right out of town. Because what do we got to do the next day? Find new slaves. Like,
yeah, what's
going to
happen when they march out
that?
Of Baltimore? What's going to happen when all the slaves march out of Baltimore?
Who
knows? Where are they going to go?
There will come some big black leader, right?
But that's the thing that Jews don't want to tell you in the whole Moses story. Is like, what happens in Egypt the next day when Ramses gets back defeated? He's like, darn. Anybody been to Ethiopia lately? We got to go get some more slaves.
Some more niggas.
And they just go the south to get slaves instead of north, because Syrian slaves are obviously no good anymore. All right, and they go south to get Ethiopian slaves, and shit is fine in Egypt the day after Moses leaves for 2,000 years after that, dude. Okay? The day Moses leaves.
Get these Jews the fuck
is the
out.
Day Egypt went back
slaves.
To being fine.
They will work cheaper. They don't complain.
And I just don't get...
They don't have diet restrictions?
When you look at that shit from the other side of the coin, dude...
You barely have to feed them.
You barely have to feed them.
All they did was just treat their next batch of slaves better, and boom, that shit never happened again. Not another Moses. Fucking slaves haven't risen up out of Egypt in a long time.
Like Momo.
You know what I mean?
Momo.
And so, it's just... I
don't know. There's been fighting in Egypt going on lately, a lot of it.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, so you mean for like the last 5,000 years straight fighting there? Great.
Oh, yeah.
That's so what you meant, like lately. Actually, so lately you meant the last 5,000 years.
It's really never stopped since Moses left. So all that
a day?
Oh, now all of a sudden it was hunky-dory, and that's why Moses left. And Moses left because it was great.
Yep, and then it went into fucking turmoil.
It was
that's what happened. See, it was all great. See, the Jews were
it
just
chilling.
It was
never great.
It was paradise, and then they got all fucking... The Jews left... And then it became just a nightmare to be there. Yep.
No,
yep.
There was yep. no such thing as paradise. There never has story. Been. All right. And it's always sucked. And the governments have always kept people down. But new laws were enacted to lesser keep people down in a not so bad way. And then that evolved. And now we have an America. And you guys have got a radio show. Shit's getting better for common people, dude. Hashtag Moses for president. Dude.
Hopefully we get to keep on doing this and they don't regulate us out of our.
What are they
going to
do?
Thing.
Fuck you, dude. I will fly a drone around with a broadcast antenna on it, dude, and we will broadcast this signal till forever, dude. They can't
we'll
stop us,
way.
Dude.
We're going to put it on. We're going to go short way.
We are just as smart as they are, dude, and they can't build something we can't steal, dude. There's no way they can stop us.
I don't know. They're pretty bent on...
Oh, no, they can
suppressing
for sure.
people from expressing... their dissent against the government and the plans that the government have against them.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
The austerity that people are forced to live in, the poverty, the desperation, the police brutality, beating them up, checkpoints everywhere, drug charges, child support charges, warrants for your arrest, you can't pay nothing, it sucks to live in the ghetto, dude. And these big inner cities like Baltimore, Detroit already kind of fell, and it's like crazy. Everywhere is becoming like that.
All the
more
smart
and more,
people
all
left,
the
and all the people that are
a long time ago
that are left back there, dude. Gotta tell you, not the fucking particle physicists, bud. Okay, they're not the smart ones, dude. They are the McDonald's employees that were stoked and comfortable with their life, didn't know there was a migration coming, and they're the ones that get eaten by the tigers, dude. That's
an
just
exodus.
It, dude. You can't feel bad for people dying. People die. Because they're wrong. And people are wrong all the time. And in America, people don't die for being wrong. They're left to sit there and complain and bitch about it. And it's ruining our discourse.
So you love America, though, right?
I love Rome. America. If that's what you're trying to say.
Okay, I love Rome. We all love Rome, right?
Dude, yeah. I mean, for the dream.
I love New Atlantis.
Yeah, for Atlantis,
New
bud.
New
dude,
Atlantis.
For the dream. I don't necessarily love the people that I have in office today. But am I going to go home and watch a 2-hour documentary that I have all special queued up that I just found on a Yale right. YouTube site?
Dig this.
Ben Franklin, motherfucker. Dude, never been president. He's a bad motherfucker.
Bad motherfucker Ben Franklin.
B. Frank, yeah.
That's what I have to say.
Our president, that. Barack Obama, is a clone of King Akhenaten of ancient Egypt.
I've heard that.
Word up.
Word up. And
that's Michelle, his face on the Sphinx.
Yeah.
Is that Obama on the Sphinx?
You're damn right.
Akhenaten.
Had a big ass black nose on there. That's why they broke it off.
From all the research I've been reading about,
he's obviously
this is a
black
crazy
dude.
Shit.
We've, that's why the
we've
nose
We've broken
is on
all
there.
Sorts of Obama news well, here on the Intel.
You know, other people have been saying that.
Yeah, no, that's. I think we might have talked about that before, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I've mentioned it. I think I've mentioned it. I thought I'd say that again because just Google Barack Obama's a clone of Akhenaten. Check it out. That's my contribution. I don't know how much time we got.
Thanks for listening.